Tomorrow we get to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Dalad Minim. So let's just speak for a minute or two about some of the halachas of picking up the Dalad Minim, some of which are obvious, some maybe less so. So the Gemara says in Masechah Sukkah, Lamed Zayin of Beis, quote here in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Nun Aleph Sif Beis, that you hold the aguda, that's the lulav, that's tied together with the adasim and the aravos in the right hand, and you hold the esrog in the left hand. The lulav, you have three minim altogether. So that gets primary consideration in the right hand, and the esrog in the left. And machlokas mechaber amo, what about if you are a lefty? Interestingly enough, in Sif Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes that when you're holding the lulav and hadas menorah in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand, you have to hold them together, that the esrog should be together with the others. If you're interested in looking up the source of that halacha, fascinating discussion in the Beis Yosef, there's a dream involved, and he says that separating the dal minim is like separating the four letters of the Shem Hashem. The Magen Avram, back on Sif Beis, wonders, what's the chiddush that you have to hold the lulav and hadasim and the aravos in the right hand? We make the bracha of al nitilas lulav. That's the lashon habracha. Whenever you make a bracha on something, so we have to hold that item in the right hand. That's a general din in Hilchos Brachos and Siman Reish Vav. So what's the chiddush that you have to hold the lulav in the right hand? So he suggests that the chiddush is that bedavka has to be the lulav hadasim and aravos in the right hand and not the yesruk. And the yesruk has to be in the other hand. And you shouldn't hold them together in the same hand. And this is actually not his own chiddush. This is quoted in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Orchos Chaim. And he says, he goes so far as to say that if you hold them all in one hand, then you're not even Yotze at all. What's the source of such an idea? So it's a different Gemara in Daf Lamed Dalet, where the Gemara says that you have to bind the lulav hadasim and aravos together and not the yesrog. And that's based on the pasuk, that the pasuk says, "Lukachtem lachem b'yom rishon pri etzadeh," that's the yesrog. And then there's no connector between esrog and lulav. When it continues, it says kapos tmarim vi anaf etzavos vi arvinachal, connects the lulav hadasim and aravos with that vav. So therefore, they're all connected. You bind them together, but the esrog is not connected. So the Orchos Chaim says, just like they're not supposed to be bound together, they're not even supposed to be held in the same hand. And if you hold all the minim in the same hand, you're not even Yotze. The Beis Yosef quotes this without quoting anybody who disagrees, but he doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch. He just says, you're supposed to hold that the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. He doesn't then take the next step and specify explicitly that if you hold them all in the same hand, you're not Yotze. He just says, this is the way you do it. You hold the lulav in the right hand, esrog in the left hand. The Taz, later in the Siman, in Sivkotin, Yudala disagrees with this. And the Taz says, based on that Gemara, the Gemara goes out of its way to Darshan that you have to bind the lulav hadasim and aravos together and not the esrog. It should have told me a bigger chiddush, that you can't even hold them in the same hand. Why does it go ahead and say you don't bind them together? So he says that's a raya in the exact opposite direction. That if you hold them in the same hand, you are Yotze. And he says, no question that you're definitely Yotze if you hold them in the same hand. The Mishnah Brewery here in Sivkot and Tezvav treats it as a suffix. So he says if you pick them all up in the same hand, then you should pick them up again without a bracha just to make sure. So definitely the recommendation would be to hold the lulav hadas menorah in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand, not in the same hand, and put them together. The Aruch HaShulchan then goes ahead and says, and some others as well, that if that's the proper ideal way to hold it, so you should hold it that way the entire time, not just when you go ahead and pick it up in order for the mitzvah and make the bracha, but he suggests that would be the ideal, to hold it that way for Hallel and to hold it that way for the Hoshanas. So this presents sometimes some difficulties because people walk around and they got to hold the sitter. And how do you balance everything? So oftentimes people hold all the minim in one hand and the sitter in the left hand. That's not the end of the world. You already were Yotze the mitzvah. And even so, according to the Taz and some others, you're Yotze anyway if you hold them all in the same hand. But the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that if it's possible to work it out with the hands, that would be sometimes to have these cards with the Hoshanas on them, so then you can hold the card and the esrog in the left hand and then the lulav in the right hand. So then you'd be able to hold it in the ideal fashion the entire time. Have a wonderful day. Please do stack the chairs.